So today I am here with Nathan. He is an author and he's here to talk a little bit about science with me. So tell me, Nathan, as an author, how much contact do you have with science, you know, every day?
In my genre, none. In my genre of writing, no science, and I wouldn't normally want to have anything to do with science. That's just me personally.
Well, maybe after today you'll want to add a little bit of science to your stories or something.
Yeah.
You know, that's like a whole nother field of people that you can reach out to.
Maybe I could make a story about a group of scientists who decide to make dinosaurs a thing again. I feel like that's been done.
So today I just wanted to talk with you a little bit about DNA, DNA repair, and what can happen if the DNA repair mechanism isn't working. So just tell me, what do you know about DNA?
Not a whole lot. I know that it's relatively new to our knowledge, to common knowledge and its applications. You know, like CODIS, like we were talking about the other day, with things like CODIS and how that's been used in government. But as far as day-to-day knowledge of DNA, bare minimum.
Yeah, I feel like what most people think about whenever they think about DNA is, you know, kind of like crime scenes and, you know,
that's
catching.
That's what I think of.
Yeah, catching people, listening to, like, the crime podcast and everything.
Right.
So, I just like an overview. DNA is basically just your genetic material in your body, and it codes for many different things that your body needs in order to survive and thrive and live. And it's also a part of what makes you unique. It's kind of just like the complete instruction manual for you, essentially. So this is really, really important to maintain in your body. So your body has certain mechanisms in order to keep your DNA safe, because it's like your instruction manual, so you want to keep it safe. So if you think about the DNA double helix, I'm sure you've seen that, you've seen a picture of it, right?
Yeah, I think most everyone is familiar with the double helix,
right?
Or the ladder, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's almost kind of like that twisted ladder, and it, you know, has the sides there, and then it has the rungs, that's going to be your bases. So actually, through external agents like radiation or chemicals, or through internal sources, which we're not really going to get into that a whole lot,
Thank you.
the overall idea is that the DNA can break inside your body, which is not good.
That's something that I just recently found out. DNA can snap in half.
They can snap. So it's basically, that's called a double strand break. So it's kind of like the edges of your ladder and the rungs kind of come apart. So the body, being so smart and advanced, can actually have a repair mechanism in place in order to fix these double strand breaks. And it's actually kind of crazy how it does that. And it's through non-homologous end joining. I know it's a mouthful.
I'd hate to spell that.
So if you think about the double strand being broken, they actually have an enzyme that comes in. And all an enzyme is a protein.
Right.
And it comes in, and the first one is called the Q-dimer. And it comes in, and it attaches to the two pieces that have broke, okay? Just kind of holds them together. And then we have another enzyme, it's called Artemis, and it comes in and it kind of, it essentially cleaves it and just kind of trims up.
Cleans up the extras.
Yeah, just kind of cleans it up, trims it. And then we actually have another enzyme that is still we're still researching. They don't really know what it's called, but what they do know that is that it essentially it fills in the gaps that it's most likely going to have. And then we have DNA ligase, which you can think of as glue, comes in and it glues it together.
So the enzyme that is kind of unidentified, it takes a guess at what DNA is missing.
Yeah, so like the bases is filling in what is most probable. It's kind of filling it in before it seals it back together. Because it doesn't want to lose genetic information.
Right.
You know, that's not a good thing.
That's how you get system error.
Yeah. Going with that, if you think about the double-stranded break and how we have that repair mechanism that comes in to fix that double-strand break, but what happens if the repair mechanism isn't working either?
Who tows the tow truck?
Yeah, essentially. Who tows the tow truck, right?
Right.
So, if the DNA's double-stranded break cannot get repaired due to a defect in one of the enzymes, there's one in particular that can have a mutation in it, which is Artemis. That's the one that actually goes and kind of trims the end. Right.
It's the great pale orc.
It's what?
It's the great pale orc. You wouldn't get that. That's a fantasy reference.
Oh, no fun. Yeah. See, that's your world.
That's my world.
Science is my world.
My world is literature.
But if your DNA double-strand break cannot get repaired because the repair system isn't working, you can develop certain conditions and diseases from this in the human body. And there are many different ones, but the one that I just want to focus on today, just kind of mention and talk a little bit about, is called severe combined immunodeficiency.
Another mouthful.
Another mouthful, yes.
A lot of those in science.
Yeah. So if you think about your immune system, I mean, COVID just happened.
Right.
We talked a lot about keeping your immune system up and, you know, how we have these certain cells, they're called T cells and B cells, in the immune system that are going to fight against the foreign invaders that come into your body. So an example is like COVID. You had COVID in the droplet, you breathe it in, this foreign invader, and your immune system just tries its best to fight. Recognize it and attack it and get rid of it. So what happens is that the mutations in the repair system result in the double-stranded breaks in T cells and B cells not being able to be repaired. So basically, you don't have as many T cells and B cells, and with this, you can get severe bacterial, viral, and fungal infections that even start from early infancy, because this can be genetically, you know, transmitted. And it's also, there's a lot of respiratory infections that come with this, especially in babies. This isn't the only way to get severe combined immunodeficiency, but this is one of the ways, is if your repair, the non-homologous end joining, isn't working correctly the way that it should be.
And that's sort of how you get a failure to launch for your immune system, or one of them anyways.
Yeah, it can be dangerous for, you know, because whenever you're a baby, you don't really have as strong of an immune system already, and if you know you're having these if you have a double-stranded break and your repair system isn't working, then it can just cause a lot of issues.
Well, it's a system that's basically untested in a newborn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not the experience that adults have had of your immune system kicking up for all kinds of things. You know?
Right.
Your immune system kicks up for allergens. You know, your immune system kicks up for anything you can think of that invades, quote-unquote, the body. But for an infant, you haven't come into contact with any of that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Your body hasn't had time to recognize that.
Which is, I would imagine, potentially fatal if you are dealing with something. Well, we've seen that it's fatal if you're dealing with something as severe as COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And the immune system isn't running. you know, even at infancy, which that would be an interesting statistic to find is not interesting, it would be sad to see what the fatality was of newborns through COVID. Because we hear a lot about our healthy, we hear a lot about our elderly, but we don't really hear what the costs were in the newborns, you know.
I don't know the exact numbers on them, but yeah. Do you have any questions for me?
I have lots of questions. I have so many questions. I feel like most of my questions revolve around kind of sidebar situations of how could science be applied to kickstart the immune system. I know there's already, you know, there's medications for it and there's already a lot of research into it. But what happens, we kind of touched on it, with the who tows the tow truck. What is the answer to that?
I think if you get those, conditions and the result, you can basically treat them the best way that you can. But I don't think that there is an exact answer in, what happens if your repair system isn't working,
So
because it's through mutation, so it's already in your genetic code, so to speak, with that mutation, that this is the way the repair system works. Like, this is it. Even though that's not correct.
there is no plan B for if the repair system
I feel
breaks
like it'd be
down.
that feel like that'd be like plan B, because like the repair system is already breaking, is already fixing something that has broken. And if that breaks, it's like, well,
We'll just
you
do the
get
same
these
thing.
certain diseases and pathologies from it, and well, it's developed a condition. You can kind of treat it. You can treat the severe combined immunodeficiency as best you can. Like in infants, they'll give them like a stem cell.
And that kind of kickstarts it.
Try to help as much as you can, but
We're gonna have to talk more so I can get more information for my next book.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, now you can go write a story, huh?
I think I'll call it Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
I think, yeah, if that's not taken.
Okay, well, Nathan, thank you for talking with me
Thank
today.
you.
Thank you.